Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We don't care how he's doing, Dregs. How many deals are the Sabres going to make? Good morning. Darren Dreger joins us here on the Instigators every Friday at 11:30, most Fridays at 11:30, TSN Hockey Insider. Monday is a huge day, so that's where you want to go. Get on Twitter and follow at Darren Dreger, but it has to have the blue check mark. Otherwise, you could get fooled on days like that. Yes. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, I learned something new when I joined the Instigators on a weekly basis. Every week, I learned something new. So here's what I just learned. I learned that Ribs is at his best just prior to going on air. The 3 minutes just before you go on air, Ribe is outstanding. So from this point forward, yeah, I'm checking in 3 minutes early just so I get the best of Ribs.
I thought you said you learned that Petey was a genetic marvel down to 224 pounds. That was big.
Are you guys talking about me when I wasn't on here?
Oh, yes. Man.
Well, were you really?
I can see it. Like the chiseled chin. Yeah. You don't have the
I got to tell you, I like anymore. Looking at myself in the mirror more now than ever, Dregs.
Really?
Yeah, that's I turned 41 next month. And I got to tell you, I really like me.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to 45.
When I come back in my next life, it's going to be as Andrew Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Cross my fingers.
Well, let me tell you in advance what you have to look forward to. So, Drakes, tell us in advance what we have to look forward to in regard to Monday's trade deadline. The usual suspects and more, maybe. Craig gave you an over-under off the air, and it was over-under 3, and your answer was?
Over. You know, I'm not convinced of that, but I'm not going to sell low here either, because I think that there's a lot of conversations. I know there are a lot of conversations happening with Kevyn Adams and the Buffalo Sabres, and it's not just Taylor Hall, and it's not just Montour. I'm very curious about Ristolainen. You know, there's a piece that you can understand, you guys especially, why Buffalo wouldn't want to trade him, but the defense market isn't that great. It really isn't. I mean, it was great 6-8 weeks ago when we were talking about Matias Ekholm potentially being in play from Nashville. Now that doesn't make a lot of sense that they let him go. It's not bad when you've got Josh Manson available from the Anaheim Ducks, but is he available? He's got a no-trade clause. You know, a lot of this is media-driven. I'm not suggesting that Manson couldn't be traded, but again, somebody's got to step up, and I'd put him in the same category of Risto. And, you know, I look at a team like Winnipeg, who absolutely has a strong need to improve their defensive core. How do you do that? You do that by stepping up. And I know there's a willingness from Kevin Cheveleyoff's perspective to step up. So there's three guys. I mean, I'm sure you guys can conjure up a fourth just to make it interesting. So I think that there's certainly possibility of three or more for the Buffalo Sabres.
Are the Islanders done? Or can they circle back on Taylor Hall, or like maybe adding another piece? Because it made so much sense for Taylor Hall to be able to go there. And I think he's better than Palmieri and Zajac. So could they turn back and inquire again?
Well, they could. And sources have indicated, I said this on Insider Trading last night, I don't know that I'd put Lou as a front runner at this point. You know, look, Kevyn Adams is having multiple conversations. I know the agent, Darren Ferris, has talked to three general managers in the last 24 hours. One of them was pretty interested in the idea of extending Taylor Hall after the trade, just wanted the parameters of what that might look like. They're being careful not to disclose the identity of these teams, but you know, through multiple sources, I'm getting the sense that it is conceivable that Lou could circle back. Hey, the Islanders were right in there. They were right in there on Taylor Hall. We know this. And Lou has some cap space still that he can manipulate. So, you know, he's probably going to wait and see if the market kind of dries up around Kevin Adams and Taylor Hall. I doubt that that's going to happen. But if it does, then for sure, Lou could circle back and the Islanders could land another piece.
Darren Dreger joining us here on the Instigators, as he always does on Friday at 11:30. TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. I'm going to be very busy on Monday. And the last question I have on Hall is, does that help the Sabres with the information out there that he's willing to sign an extension? Like, does that I don't know how if that would benefit or not. I just wonder if maybe teams just view it as not just a rental. And maybe they could find something a little more long term, and maybe that would broaden the, buyers.
It could, but it cuts both ways, right, Petey? I mean, number one, Ferris has to have permission to have those conversations with those general managers. But you know, before a GM engages or gets too deep in a trade discussion with Kevin Adams, maybe he first wants to know whether or not there is any interest in talking an extension and what the parameters of that extension might be. You're not going to get into the heavy lifting of a negotiation to say, well, he's got to have 5-6 years. He's got to have an AAV of X million, whatever that happens to be, but you got to nibble at those edges. And maybe if that general manager is comfortable with the preliminary discussions on an extension, then he doesn't mind, you know, meeting whatever the ask is from Kevin Adams. Maybe he does get close to a first round pick if he's willing to engage in the negotiation and extension. So there is a possibility of that.
Dregs, let me just ask you, because I made a scenario earlier in the show that maybe you get a third round pick, but it's a conditional second if Hall resigns.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not allowed anymore, right? The conditional on resigning a player, it's not allowed anymore, right?
No, I don't believe it is.
Yeah, so I made a mistake there.
No, but you can apply the condition, though, I think, to how deep you go into the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? So if Hall is traded to a contender and that team makes it to the conference final, maybe a third turns into a second or however that breaks down. So there are ways of manipulating that, even though you're right. You know, the specifics of the conditions have changed over the agreement of the collective bargaining. So, but I look at, I always chuckle when I see, you know, guys like me, and I've done it before, so I'm not excluding myself from this process, who think, okay, well, here's what the ask is for Taylor Hall or another player. And it's gotta be this, and it's gotta be this, and it's gotta be that. And it depends on when you're talking here, right? It's like, again, if you go to Matthias Ekholm, well, when Matthias Ekholm was potentially in play, yeah, they wanted a first, they wanted a top prospect, and they wanted a third element to all of that. The only reason that Kyle Palmieri, you know, Lou paid a first-round pick for Kyle Palmieri is because, yes, he gets a good player. Kyle Palmieri is a good hockey player. He's going to help them. But New Jersey ate 50% of the salary of Zajac and of Kyle Palmieri. So is Buffalo willing to do that with Taylor Hall? I assume that the Sabres are probably going to have to eat some of his remaining salary. And then that increases the idea of what that draft pick can look like. So
what's Toronto going to do?
Well, they're still pretty active. No question. I mean,
are those Allmark Hall rumors there? Is there any truth behind that? I've heard false. I've heard true.
Well, I think the only way that Toronto would have interest in Taylor Hall is if on Monday the market has just eroded on Taylor Hall and Kevin is scrambling and Toronto goes, okay, you know, he's not the right fit for what the Toronto Maple Leafs are looking for, at least in their mind. I mean, we can debate whether that's true or not. I personally think he would help any contending team, because going on to a contending team, he wouldn't have to be a primary player. He wouldn't have to be the leader. He could be a secondary, a support player. And I think that's what he is. All kidding aside, that's what he is. As for Allmark, so I got this from both organizations, just full clarity here. Toronto did call on Olmark, but they called a long time ago. Now, teams are still calling. They're asking about Olmark now. Again, I don't think that Adams or the Sabres have any interest in trading him. Their priority is to keep this guy and get him signed. That's what they're trying to do. Now, if there's a conversation with the agent between now and Monday that Adams doesn't like, or he gets a clearer view of what that deal's going to look like and doesn't sit well with him, can things change? Of course they can change. But as we have this conversation here, the priority for the Sabres is to sign Olmark and not trade him.
That's good news.
So, Dregs, you talked about Hull, talked about a little bit about Brandon Montour, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Teams interested kicking tires on Risto, I think would be a monster in the playoffs if any team got a hold of him. Talked about Olmark. There's been a lot of talk about Sam Reinhart. You know, if Sam Reinhart's being a hot commodity, he's been in on a team that has struggled offensively for many years, but he still seems to find a way to produce.
Yeah.
You know, what is he more likely to be moved at this deadline, or is he more likely to be moved if they don't re-sign him at the draft?
The latter seems more likely to me, Ribs, and that's in the off season.
Tiny.
He disagrees with you, Drex.
Happens every week. And what frustrates me about this, I've got a 20-year-old son who's 40 feet from me in the kitchen, and the last thing I said before I came into the studio is, can you please make sure Tiny is looked after? So there's a failure on at least two counts here. I apologize. So as
I apologize. Marty's little dog kicked his bowl down the stairs today because he was so thirsty.
The joys of working from home. Again, Reinhart fits into that conversation of Ristolainen and Olmark, although I would say Olmark is more of a priority to keep. Ristolainen they still like, but because of the appetite for a defenseman, maybe there's an offer made that Adams really, truly has to give some consideration to. I feel like the interest in Reinhart was highest 6 weeks ago, maybe even a month ago. And I don't know that it's as significant today as it was then. And if that is the case, and the only reason I say that, that's not, hey, look, Kevin Adams didn't tell me that. It's just, we're beating the bushes on an hourly basis here around the National Hockey League. I haven't heard Sam Reinhart's name once in the last 2-3 weeks by other teams. So that's usually an indicator that, you know, if there was a market, it's cooled. But again, you know, we talked about the Leafs and what they might do. Any team that's looking for a forward, I believe Florida is still looking for a forward. You know, Bill Zito cleared cap space with that deal with the Chicago Blackhawks. I think he'd like to add a forward. He might like to add a defenseman. So depending on how the next few days go here, you know, again, I wish I had more firm information for you on Reinhart, but I feel like, you know, there probably isn't going to be an offer that Adams goes, okay, I'm not going to get a better deal than that in the summer. He might get a better deal than that in the summer.
We have to go, as you know, our time, but I'm going to put you on the spot here quickly. I know Monday's a busy day for you, but we're on 5 hours. Think you could maybe find 10 minutes for us somewhere?
No. Well, Marty has been there before. Look, I mean, we're held hostage, and it's even worse this time around because obviously we're in a pandemic and the province of Ontario is in a stay-at-home order. So I'm going to have like a bag that I can do my business in because I won't be allowed to leave my chair for like 9 hours.
Just go with the catheter, Dregs. You never have to leave your seat. We got to go. Painful. Dregs, okay, no 10 minutes on Monday, but if you can find it for us.
Dregs, I'll talk to you Monday. I'll be on with you guys, but I'll also join the instigator. So if there's a message you need to pass along, tell me, I'll tell them.
Yeah, we don't want second. Right, we don't want second or third hand. We want first hand. Dregs, we got to go. Thanks for your time.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
No thanks for Monday, but we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks very much. Darren Dreger, every Friday right here, 11:30. on WGR 515 MSG, and he's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Make sure you follow him by Monday. We'll be back.